Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And Marie Dubuque is our guest. Marie is certified life coach and etiquette and social interaction expert. She is the author of a couple of books. She is all over YouTube. And she's our good friend and our brain trust member, Marie Dubuque. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you
I
back.
I love being on the show.
We love
You're
having
so nice.
You. We love having you back. So, okay, Marie, I can't imagine anybody being rude to you. But sometimes people are rude to me. And, of course, I myself have never been ever rude to anyone. So I'm having a hard time, you know, imagining me saying anything like this. But there are people out there who have either they don't have a filter, they're unhappy, or the circumstances are such that people say insulting things, they say rude things.
Oh, yeah, and you know what I think it is? I think it's a lot of times it's jealousy, and it's intimidation. People are intimidated
by
you.
How does jealousy, I think I agree with you, but tell us how you think jealousy is involved.
Well, say you meet someone and they feel totally intimidated by you, they're jealous of you, you're more successful than they are, so what do? They elevate themselves by bringing you down.
And so, they demonstrate their smallness, something.
Exactly. And so that's why people tend to get all defensive if they give these backhanded compliments or they say something out and out rude. And what are you going to do? You're just dumbfounded.
Right.
So the worst thing is to get defensive, like, don't do that. Don't do that. I was going to lose weight. I'm trying to lose weight or whatever it is that they said to you, but don't do it. Turn it around and make it something positive. Act like that they are not getting to you. They're not upsetting you, because remember, that's their goal. They want to upset you. Don't let them.
When I meet someone like that, I usually just look at them right between the eyes and smile real big.
Exactly.
I just look them right between the eyes and smile, and then either change the subject or just do an about face and leave them.
Exactly,
just disengage. But I want to come back. I want to come back to this jealousy thing. I really do think you're onto something.
Yep.
There are a lot of people out there who, and probably they don't have a reason to be jealous. Maybe you're not that cool. maybe I haven't accomplished all that much or whatever. But for some reason, they've got it in their mind. And, you know, but what would be wrong with this, Marie? What would be wrong with saying, John, did you hear what you just said to me? Why would you say that to me? What would be wrong?
That's a good one.
What would be wrong with just saying, John, you just kind of insulted me. I'm curious. I'm really dying to know, what would make you say that to me?
Exactly right. You're throwing it back at them. And it's just a real insecure
thing. Guys can do that. I'm not sure the ladies are inclined to do that.
You know what? You know what? I you've given me an idea. I think I'm going to do that.
Am I wrong about what I just said, though?
I mean, think that's great. Because, you know, throwing it back at them, and they want attention, and you're giving them attention.
But it's not really throwing it back at them. It's just turning the mirror around.
Exactly.
And letting them see themselves. You know, and then when they do that, then you can find out, are they being small or were they just having a tough moment?
And it could be that it's just a bad day. Everyone's got bad days. But you know, these types of people, it happens consistently. And you know what's so frustrating is they might be really awful to you because they're jealous of you, but they could be as sweet as pie to somebody else you know. And then you try to discuss it, and they're like, what? John is so nice to me. What are you talking about?
Well, that's when you need to decide, is it you or is it someone else? But there are people out there who who they have issues, and they, it's not so much what you've done as much as it is what they think they haven't done.
Exactly. And you should almost consider it a compliment. They're intimidated by you,
yeah,
clearly.
Yeah.
If you were unsuccessful and awful, they wouldn't care. And ugly and awful and unsuccessful, they'd be like, oh, I'm so much better than that person, and they'd be as nice as pie to you.
And one of the things that happens is the way you can tell if that's what they're doing is you can never say anything correct. Everything
right.
You say, they've always got to pick something about it. Some, you know, you can't be quite exactly right. There's something they'll find wrong with it. But so, are you saying, Marie, that we should say, you know, John, what a compliment. Obviously, I've intimidated you into being rude. So I'm going to take that as a compliment. What about that?
That's a thought. But, you know, another indication is they're always one-upping you.
Right.
Well, you climbed Mount Everest. Well, I did it faster. You see what I mean? Whatever it is.
Right. Well, the other thing, though, really, if you don't feel like being aggressive, and a lot of people don't, and as I said, I think men are more likely to turn around and stick the needle back in than ladies are. I just think that's just the way it is. That's probably a compliment to the ladies. I hope they take it that way. But you know, just look, I really do think that one of the classiest things you can do is just look them right in the eye. I mean level stare, daggers right into the eye, and just smile real big, and then say something like, well, have a nice day, and I hope, or something like that, and just do an about face and move on.
Right, because then you're not stooping to their level
right.
either. You're holding the high ground.
And
exactly.
That's when they start. And when you do that, because you didn't give them something to bounce off of, they actually will start feeling a little small themselves.
And then they won't do it again to you because they did not get the reaction they mm-hmm. wanted, so they're going to give up. Exactly.
Small
You're good
people.
At this, Jim. You're
well,
good at this.
Well, I've been around a lot of small people in my life. I mean, I've been around a long time, and small people are really people that I try to stay away from.
Me too. You've got to. You have to.
And folks, I encourage you to do the same thing. Find a way, and if you have small people working for you, let them go be small somewhere else.
Right.
And if you got small customers, try to replace them with customers who aren't small.
Exactly.
Marie Dubuque, give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, youtube.com/MarieDubuque or Manners by Marie.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Check it out. We're going to be right back with Marie. Talk a little bit more about this after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.